thank you for attending our special edition, Revolution Rosies. We have a special guest today.
We do. It's our first guest ever.
It is. William Mount. We just were on his podcast, Sounds of Bus Town. He interviewed us. Now we're going to kind of interview him, but it's going to be an easy one.
Flipping
it's
like a pre, that script.
It's a pre-interview, pre-prepared?
I've given you a list of questions that
Listen,
are suitable to ask me.
He's such a diva. He is such a diva.
Oh, I had to pull out all of the yellow M&Ms. Yeah. It was ridiculous.
I mean, all of them.
All of them.
And he wanted sugar plum tea.
I didn't even eat any of those M&Ms.
I know. I just spit in the bowl and waved it around. And he's like, now it's yours. Now eat the rest.
He put his hand in it and
just kidding. He's
like,
the sweetest human being alive.
Not a single yellow one. That's good.
He's the sweetest human being alive.
Great. He's been wonderful. He's letting us use his wonderful recording.
That's why this one will sound so much better than lately. No, we got our last one pretty
We're working on it.
We're getting there. But my name is Vivian Vega. Over there is my best buddy.
Betty LaRue, who just burnt her tongue.
Betty LaRue burnt her tongue. So this is our special edition. It's only going to be a short little guy, but I think that this is cool because so Sounds of Bus Town, which we were just on, is typically a music podcast. And it has bands around Columbus come on and talk about their projects. And we were so graciously invited to be on the show. So we're going to invite him onto our show and we're going to talk about female musicians.
Yes.
In Columbus. So let's go ahead and start.
Yeah.
All right. Since I just did all of the talking, we'll start with you guys. Since you're our guest, you can go first.
Oh, okay.
Who is the female musician in Columbus that you think is just fucking badass as hell?
Paige Vandiver.
Oh, she's so
cute. She is the drummer for the Salty Caramels in Linden Hollow. Not only is she just a wonderful musician, but she's also just a great person in
general. Is she still the drummer of the Jeffs?
Yes, and the Jeffs. So... yeah,
talk about the cutest band in the world.
Right.
Come on.
So she's all over the place.
She's so great.
Yeah. Wonderful, wonderfully talented. Just all around great person.
Yeah.
So.
She really is. She really is. Yeah. Every time I see her, over the summer, she grew a tomato. She was really proud of it.
Yes.
She like put pictures of her, like of the tomato. I said of her, like it's like her baby.
Her and the tomato. She's got it like wrapped and swaddling.
She's like, look at this.
Look at this.
And
tomato.
I was like, what are your plans for this tomato? And she did have plans. Yeah. She had plans to make sauce with it.
Sorry.
It's so cute, isn't it?
Yeah.
She threw like a backyard party at her new place. And she had like an open mic thing. And it was like a cool, like, hey, here's some musicians around town that I'm going to showcase. She had Jenny Flory out, who's amazing.
Oh, gosh. Oh, she is great, too.
It's just one of those things where she's very supportive in the Columbus music scene as well.
Oh,
so,
she is. She is. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So what about you, Miss Betty?
I'm actually, I've got a few females that I really love, but
you
I'm going to talk about, I'm going to talk about Amber Nicole from Mojo Flow. I kind of changed it up on you guys. I lied earlier.
You did lie.
She's actually perfect to talk about on Revolution Rosies because Amber Nicole actually hosts, like a female badass show.
And she flies through the air.
Oh fuck. Yeah, she does.
And she has a beer named after her.
And she's got a beer named after her. Where she's on the front flying through the air. Like, she's kind of all around the most badass, but the most lovely human being.
Do you remember when Mojo Flow performed at Capitol Club when we worked there?
Oh my God, yeah. I know exactly what. That was the night that Whitney Houston died.
Whitney Houston died that night.
Yeah, I remember that because I talked to Mojo Flow about Whitney Houston dying.
Because I came up to everybody. Yeah. It was a Valentine's dinner.
It was Valentine's
Day. And I was like...
Amber actually hosted a show that I got to perform at as a burlesque performer, and she does it was all about badass women performers in Columbus, and I mean, and she's just a really cool human being. Like, she's actually has tried to help get my band on with the guy that does all of their marketing and that sort of thing, and every time I run into her, she's just the most pleasant. I mean, and for she is, god damn it, Tina Turner reincarnate, even though she is not dead.
Don't you put that out in the universe.
Don't put that out there. But like, she just, the way she commands that stage and the size of heels that she's wearing when she does it, and then suddenly she's in silks and you're like, what the hell is happening?
She is a nonstop energy. They opened up for the Dewdroppers final show.
Oh, God. Oh, the Dewdroppers.
Yeah.
I did not know this because all I had ever seen Mojo Flow was at the Capitol Club, where it was very broken down.
Yeah, it was like a three-piece.
Very, very broken down. She wasn't flying through the air. It was a fancy club.
They're all right. They're
good. I was like, oh, okay. But then, like, I can't remember. We were watching something, and Casey was like, oh, that's Mojo Flow. And I was like, no, the fuck it's not. What?
Just so much energy. So
where
much
did
energy.
This even... I legitimately thought he was crazy because I was like, nah, they're like a jazz band.
I specifically did that for some of our members at the club when I hired them. The members were like, oh, could you get Mojo Flow? And I was like, weird that you like them because you're old politics guys, but sure, we'll figure that one out. And I did. I figured out how to get a broken down band.
Well, you guys, I'm going to talk about mine.
Yeah, I want to hear
yours. I picked three.
Of course you did. Well,
I have a little bit of an advantage, I would say. I would say I have a little bit of more of an advantage because I am in a band, so therefore get to play with these people far more often, you know? So I picked three that are like in my life always, and I adore them so much. First, Janelle Roland. She's amazing.
Morning Theft?
Yep.
Yep.
Morning Theft. She is just always, talk about energetic. Not some, I mean, on the stage, yes, but not like fucking doing acrobatics. Just as a human being, she's just always so excited to be wherever she is. And that is fucking beautiful to me. I can't be that way. She is. So I like being around her because I'm like, oh, she's going to be that person. I'm going to be over here.
she can be the fun one.
The next one I'm picking is Danny Harness, who has the voice of an angel. Danny Harness is, she's like singer-songwriter. She plays the guitar. She has the most beautiful voice. And she just did our 80s show with us.
Oh, yes. And oh, God. She's so good.
So good.
So good. The whole time I'm like, all of this. All of this, yes.
She's saying, don't dream it's over. And it was like fucking flawless. And I was like, you bitch. And she was wearing like this like latexy like leather thing. And I was like, okay.
She was so good.
All right, Danny. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. Being so cool. And the last one is Alex Burnsides. Because her laugh is the best laugh. She's got the best laugh.
She's a great guest. It's guys should have her on.
Oh, she was going to be on the panel for sure. Yeah, we already talked about that because I was like, she likes all of our pictures.
We have to bring her on. No, and I'd be like,
she is so good and so funny. She makes like these promo videos for her band, and like she made one for her birthday show, and it was just so funny. It had me like rolling, and like just the way she talks, she's just so quick-witted and just she's so good. And she's in Lily in the Weeds. Yeah, I picked them all for different reasons. Janelle for her constant energy every time I see her, Danny for her fucking beautiful skill, and Alex because she's so quick-witted and she's as soulful as the day is long. She's so great. And just funny as hell. And I think that all these people that we did choose are amazing.
Yeah.
And I have, I know this is a shorter episode. I have one more question for you guys.
What?
It's easy.
What?
I think.
Oh boy.
Oh.
Favorite female musician that's not from Columbus. Just in general, can be super popular, can be the most Grammy award winning artist of all time.
Slater Kinney.
The whole thing.
The whole
kit and caboodle. Mm-hmm. She's the bomb.
Yeah.
Tori Amos.
I knew it.
I'm a Tori Amos girl.
I just need to know why you guys are picking these people.
I think Slater Kinney, as far as like passion and intensity goes, I think they're up there with any band. I think they kind of defined their own sound.
Uh-huh.
And especially in these last couple albums that they've put out, they've like just really like
I do
up.
Like they came back.
Yeah.
I do like
and
that.
Yeah, 10 years later after their last album, they were we put another album out, and then it was a fucking awesome album.
Yeah,
normally
so good.
When bands take that long a break and they come back, you're just like, all right, it's not really what I wanted, but it's nice that you guys are back. And
yeah, it's like thank you. Maybe the next one will be better.
Right.
But
and
yeah, they came out
like,
the gate flying.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, they are great. They are really, really great. And the passion behind it. It's like you know that they are screaming at somebody.
Oh yeah,
like they are screaming at somebody. And so why you? Why you with Tori Amos?
Tori Amos is, I don't know, it was definitely like, she is the background music of my like growing into a full woman type thing.
Okay,
and
I'm going to ask you a question because I don't know anything about her. Is she the one that sings, is this really happening? Is that her? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She I don't know.
That's God. Was that Tori Amos?
Yeah.
Was that her?
That was her? That was her that did that?
Just came in?
No. I didn't know we had the money for that. No, but like she has been like the background of my growing up and like me becoming, you know, like a full-fledged woman and a force to be reckoned with. And just like the piano just in itself can make me weep. And I'm a huge piano person. Like that is that
I see of you at that time, that makes sense.
Yeah. And there's just something about her music that really gets me going. And she's such a badass feminist, and she has done so much with her life, and she has stood for so many things. And she, I really love her. She gets me. Also, I've been told I look a lot like her, which is
I can see that.
I think it's because I'm slightly elfish. Like I've got this very like fairy type look, like an elven. Yeah.
My choice. I came again prepared too, past and present. So past Billie Holiday.
Nice.
Ooh, mm-hmm.
You're nice. Welcome. Nice. Especially for this weather, it's like rainy and cold.
And her version of Gloomy Sunday.
Yeah, it's good. Oh. Her version of anything she touched fruit. ever.
Anyways, go ahead.
So Billie Holiday, and then my now new female singer is Saint Vincent.
Ooh,
Annie
nice.
Clark.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with her. I'm obsessed with her boots, and I'm obsessed with like she did like a one woman show basically, and she fucking slayed every second of it. It was so good to watch.
I just caught up with I'm obsessed with her boots. I'm sorry. My brain stopped for a minute. I was like, did she say boots?
Uh-huh.
Boots.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're so long. They're so long.
They go all the way up.
All the way. It's like boot pants.
Boot pants. They're like boot pants.
But there's so many people that you could choose, and it's so great. And I already picked Patti Smith, so like you can't pick her again because I already did that.
I was that's the same thing with like Columbus though. Columbus female female musicians in general.
I have six more I could say.
I mean, like we could just go down the list. I mean, like I lied to you guys.
There's still
no. You have to get because I was gonna talk about Betsy Ross and you have to get
Charity
them on.
Crow. Charity Crow, and then
she's fabulous.
There's Bobby Kitten, Damn the Witch Siren, and there's two.
We could do another episode of this.
We could.
You know what?
We should.
Maybe that's what mini episodes are gonna be.
Yeah.
Maybe we will.
But yeah, I mean, so yeah, I think that there's just so much coming out now, and it's just really great. But so that's been our mini episode about music.
Can I give a quick shout out to a woman in my life?
Oh my gosh, yes, please.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if I ever get a guest. I want to give a shout out to my grandmother, Marlene. Growing up, she was a big supporter of me and whatever I wanted to do. She let me be a nerd and was cool with it and just kind of let me be me. I used to go up there once a month to hang out at her house on the weekends.
Where at? Is it far?
It was in Marion.
Oh, okay.
But it was like a getaway from my house. It was like a nice little vacation. And then when I got into like the preteen era and the teenage era, she would take us like toilet papering.
No way.
Oh my God, that's a badass granny.
She would be our getaway driver. She would park down the street, turn the lights off, and then lay down in the front.
Oh my God. Grandma.
And then you would go toilet paper and then come back and she'd pop up out of nowhere and throw it into drive and take off. It was like
nobody's gonna suspect a grandma.
With a car full of her. So what, like, my grandsons, everything is fine.
One time we went and we're water ballooning and we threw water balloons on this one car, and this was right around the time people started getting cell phones, and they got right on my grandma's bumper, and I saw that they had a cell phone. And so my grandma pulled over and she's like, why are you following so close? And they're like, these boys threw balls at us. Like they thought we were like denting their car or whatever. Oh, we're like, they're water balloons. She goes, believe me, when we get home, they'll be taken care of. She got back in the car and she's like, that was close. And just took off. So badass woman.
That is a badass woman. I love it.
Beginning. Yeah.
Oh, so. I love it. Absolutely. I love it. So I didn't prepare one for a mini episode because I talked about three of my friends.
Yeah.
But thank you so much, William Mount from Sounds of Bus Town.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And yes, you better be smearing that lipstick
and raising some hell.
Bye.
Bye.